listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show, the second half. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. This is, like you said, top of the second hour. We're taking our callers this hour, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, gentlemen, go ahead. What was your next topic for the day?
Well, that must be me then.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay,
you have me 5x5. I would mention, just not that it matters, but you know, take stock of your own situation. Try to figure out where you fit in the food chain. If credit seizing or any kind of disturbance with the economy is going to affect you, try and figure out how it's going to affect you, and then, for goodness sake, give some thought to how you will mitigate the effects, how you will, you know, if it looks like it's going to turn out to be an income problem, try to set a few bucks aside, storing up some, if you don't have a sufficient supply of canned goods or something, look into that. These are things that can be done. You don't have to just sit there and get caught flat-footed because I think Tim and I and Lori have warned you. So be careful, you know, here at this point. At some point, something horrendous is going to happen. And, you know, with respect to that, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. You're thinking that it won't, but it happens about every 10 years anyway. This is going to be a massive transfer of wealth. This is going to be, according to the numbers, this will be the greatest transfer, or we'll call it outright theft. This will be the greatest theft of middle-class assets in the history of the world. And this particular time, which will be different than 08, and we've said that before, because the debt is doubled. It's absolutely unprecedented. The derivatives market, which is part of the debt, it's your debt. It's debt that's been sold to private individuals and other things. Is one quadrillion. That's nuts. So, you know, when this starts to roll, if this gets rolling, no one's going to stop any part of it, and it could easily turn out to be civil violence easily. But you know, once again, I hate to do the sky is falling thing. But it's probably best you at least hear about it now and give some thought to that. If Mr. Spencer is not back yet,
His issues are, but I do know we have a caller if you want to take him.
Oh, yeah, please go. I was going to ask that next. Go right ahead. Let's do that, and then we'll talk about colloidal silver and candida after that.
Okay. Sounds great. Mike in Colorado on line 11. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning. So, firstly, what I want to say is I've listened to you guys build this show over the last year or so, and it's really become top-notch. You've all done an excellent job.
Thank you.
Now, can you wait? Let me get this in the recorder. Hold on. All right, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
It's recorded, buddy.
Can you send me a note?
On three different
platforms.
It's recorded.
Yeah, please.
We all get better as things as we practice.
Right, you guys have
brought a lot of good information, and your rhythm's better, your cadence is better. I think you probably have a lot more listeners than you think, so I just wanted to give you that kudos.
Well, that was nice. Thanks a million.
Christmas Eve, I was driving to my parents' house, and there was a car on the side of the road that was broken down. So I stopped, tried to help them, realized we couldn't fix it, so I pushed it down the road and up this little hill, and I twisted my knee.
What a shock.
Well, everything's closed, right? So I come home, and I was searching my preps, and I was so thankful I had at least a walking cane.
Yeah.
And so the reason I wanted to call everybody was as the silver, you know, silver's up to, what, 1533 from 1406 6 weeks ago? So things are starting to move.
It's moving pretty well. Yeah, it's moving, yeah.
Everybody needs to have a pair of crutches, a good splint, take your first aid preps up to the next level for a serious injury, because I discovered that I was thankful I had that.
Well, you know something else, Mike? I think, you know, wheelchairs, regular old wheelchairs, the cheapies, you can buy them new for less than $150. You can buy them at yard sales for $10. I would recommend, if somebody's got the room to store, getting one of those, too.
Yeah.
And you break a leg, boy, that makes life so much easier.
Absolutely. And Goodwill is a really good resource. I've been in there, and I've noticed they've got canes and crutches and wheelchairs and...
Yeah, people are always dropping that stuff off.
And it's inexpensive, but something I wouldn't have put that on my prep list until I hurt my knee.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we really don't think about it because, especially with Tim, we have the canes, we have the wheelchair, we have crutches.
Walker.
Walkers. Well, we also have crutches, honey. You know, where our grandson hurt his leg. The hospital gave him a pair of metal crutches, so we have those. They didn't get thrown out. They were stored, so.
I was at Goodwill the other day. I picked up a coffin on the cheap. It was one owner only. And so I feel pretty good about this.
And like you say, you guys don't think about it because you have medical needs all the time. For people that don't, like me, I've been thankful. I've been healthy, and I'm 50. But when the time came, I was glad I had one, so. Just something I wanted to add.
I bet.
Well, it's just my other half that's falling apart, not me. So I'll have everything I need if he finally kicks the bucket, but you know.
Well, he's lucky to have you. I'm sure he's lucky to have you, and I'm sure he knows.
I am. I am. I don't always show it, but I'm the luckiest man in the world.
There we go. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great show.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate your call. You know, Mike brought up an interesting point, or
about us being wonderful. You mean that one?
Well, that too.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right.
Really not modest, though. So,
yes, please go ahead. Oh, I know we are. Yeah, we are. Humble, so humble.
No,
humility.
But, you know,
ripping off my fingers.
Having medical supplies is paramount. It really is. You know. The little first aid kit you buy at Walmart to put in your car just doesn't cut it, folks. It really doesn't. You know,
it's
I can see all that
though.
Being used up and more with one injury. You know, we literally got cardboard boxes full of ACE wraps, gauze, 4x4s, all stuff left over from when I was having problems with my leg before they cut it off.
Hang on,
I've literally got boxes of this stuff. Right now it's sitting in our bedroom. We need to put it up in the attic or something. It won't go bad. But, you know, we've got it because of happenstance. But I would say everything we've got in there would probably cost less than $100. You know, medical supplies, bandages, Band-Aids, wraps, ACE bandages, vet wrap, that stuff is so cheap. Yeah.
Well,
you know, it's so
it is
cheap.
Now, yeah. Well, let me say this. I got a Christmas Eve. I got a text from my youngest son, this kid's hilarious. Let me brag for 10 seconds. He just won a trader's contest. He beat all the other traders in a contest by $600,000. Now, what a character! He's only about 30, but he was making Christmas gifts, and apparently. He does not understand sheet metal yet, but he does not. Well, he does now. He was bending some sheet metal. Yep, bending some sheet metal and didn't realize that stuff is cut with a shear. And when you take sheet metal and you pinch it off, it's a razor. And he opened himself up his knuckle practically to the bone. And I said, well, you know, I should get some Neosporin on that right away, especially if that was zinc-plated, because that's going to just fester like no one's business.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
It's going to keep you up all night, the pain, and you got to get that cleaned up. But I said, get some, because it's on the knuckle, you know, which, you know, you bend your finger, and, of course, it just keeps popping it open. I said, get that thing wrapped up real good with some vet wrap. And he's like, well, I don't have any. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, Christmas, of course, he showed up, and I gave him some vet wrap. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, vet wrap is a very stretchy tape type thing. It's, I don't even know how to describe it. It would be
it's funky, very, it's adhesive, it's stretchable. It sticks to itself.
Yeah.
You know, to
like
me, it's better than sliced bread, you know.
Oh, man.
We've got it here. Hospital uses it constantly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where I found out about it. But then when I saw it at the farm store, I started loading up on this stuff. And so I've got a milk crate full of this stuff.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, the one. So, with respect to hurt knees and things like that, if you hurt a joint, if you wrap that real good in vet wrap, stretches it, you got no problems going around joints. But boy, it sure provides support. It really does help. It's great for cuts, but it's just great for everything. It's really good for everything.
You know. One of the things that I've seen done, I don't remember if it was on me or not. I've been in the hospital probably 20 times in 15 years, 15
yeah.
surgeries. I'm not in 20 years. I mean, in 5 years, 20 surgeries. Yeah. I'm getting these numbers mixed up. 15 surgeries. I'm sorry, folks. It's a lot to try to keep track of. But to make a long story short, a simple sprain, they will take and, you know, wrap it in a nice bandage, and if it's somebody
right.
that's active, then they'll go over it with vet wrap, which is
yeah.
almost like having a cast, except
if you get it thick enough, it's very much like a cast. And, you know, so to that point, I jumped off something about 6 or 8 months ago and cracked a bone in my foot. Well, in the first place, I don't have time to stop for anybody. And get anything on my foot, you know, because if a bone of a foot's broken, I'm still walking because I have to. So
right.
I started wrapping that up every morning, right over my sock now, right over the sock with vet
right.
wrap, and I was able to kind of immobilize that part of my foot enough that it healed. Now, obviously, walking on it, it took its time healing, but
of course,
dang, you know,
Damn,
I don't
Rick,
know.
You're
what
almost
I was
70 thinking. Years old. What do you expect?
Yeah. All right, well, you know what they say. You stop moving, you probably won't start again. So I don't even want to test that
it.
Theory out. I don't want to test that theory on me. You know, I want to test that theory out on somebody I don't like.
Works.
But, yeah, oh, yeah, it works great. Like Hillary. The stuff is expensive, inexpensive. I think, you know, you can get a roll of it that's like 6 feet long by 4 inches wide for like less than $3. That's
right.
crazy. That's crazy. This stuff, they ought to be putting it in the water. It's so good. I mean, I don't know what I'd do without it. So as a matter of fact, now that I think about it, maybe I better go get some more. But
I rank it right up there with duct tape.
Our listeners that aren't familiar with it too, they need to remember that if you find it and you do buy it to keep it, so that you can use it for emergencies, that not only is it stretchy and sticky, but if you put it on too tight, you will cut off circulation. So you have to be careful
That's
with
true.
It as well.
Well, you'll find
Just
out about
like an
that
ace
pretty
bandage.
Quick. Yeah. Believe me, you'll get the notification within a minute or two. But the great news is you don't have to waste it. You just unwrap it and rewrap it looser. It doesn't hurt it. And
right.
So,
at least one or two times it doesn't break.
Yeah, that right. That stuff's handy. So in any stores of medical stuff, you need to have all of those kinds of things. over Christmas, we were kidding around with my son, he asked me if I would stitch it up, and I said, well, I can, but I bought these skin staplers, and I'm dying to try them out. And I said, you know,
Would you use that on a finger, Rick?
No, probably not. It was really a joke, but I said, I'm going to staple somebody before the day is out, even if it's just me, because I really wanted to try it. So, you know, I have sewn myself up a number of times, but it's an irritating process. I'd much rather staple myself. So, you know, and I think you can get preloaded skin staplers, I think, for about $12.
Yeah,
and they are cheap, and they even come with a staple extractor along with it as part of the kit. So if you, you know, when it comes time to get the staple back in, yeah, a little staple. When it comes time to get it back out, you're good to go.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Rick. I'm sorry I stepped on you. Go ahead, buddy.
Nope. Oh, no. I was just going to say, that's another one of those things that you want to look into now. You know, for God's sakes, don't wait until the poop hits the fan to start worrying about where your skin stapler is. Get it now.
Right. Another thing that's handy to have on hand is lidocaine. Now, surface injuries, you know, when I say surface, close to the top of the skin, a little insulin needle works great. Now, I've got lidocaine.
Oh, you're talking about liquid. You're talking about the liquid lidocaine.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've got lidocaine with, this one's 2% lidocaine, HCI. I'm trying to get out the other one. The other one is lidocaine, 2% with epinephrine buffer, 1 to 100,000. For both of these bottles, I paid less than $5.
Where'd you get them?
Vet supply place. I don't remember the name of it. Mail order.
All right. That's a good idea. I will call Countryside Pet Supply, one of my favorite outlets, and I will ask them about that. Now, I've got the powdered lidocaine, which I've mentioned before, which for things that are surface related, it works
right.
Super duper well, and you can get that from, I think it's cheaplidocaine.com. Lido, L-I-D-O, is in Lido, Kane, C-A-I-N-E, cheap lidocaine, but they do not make available that in a liquid form.
Is having a friend that's a doctor that can order.
Well, sure, would
that's actually what I did. All I was going to say is he uses this exact product, even though it's veterinary, in his practice, because it's identical to what they charge 10 times more for people. But it's just as pure, and there's no law against it.
Yeah, well, if all else fails, gentlemen, just buy you a book with your native plants to it so you know how to use them correctly when you need it. And if you guys have got a second, we actually have a caller on the line.
Go ahead.
Sherry in Kansas on line 5. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, how you doing?
Have any of you ever heard of despiraling the energy out of an injury? It works particularly well if you can do it right after you injure yourself.
No. I'm not familiar with that.
I took this energy medicine course in Wichita several years ago from one of the ladies teaching it was an orthopedic doctor, MD, and the other was someone who did a lot of alternative. She worked for some she did cranial sacral therapy and a lot of other stuff. She wasn't an MD, but she had taken a lot of health courses. But anyway, the thing I've used the most in that class, is despiraling the energy out of a injury. And I don't know, I would think somebody has put this up on the net. Because this was...
All right, Sherry, go ahead and hang on through the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
1-800-313-9443.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. At the moment, we're speaking with Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, this sounds kind of woo-woo, but it's worked for me, and it's worked for other people I've showed it to, and it's basically when you hurt yourself, say, like, take your fist and run it into the palm of the other hand, you know, and that's when the force of the, with the fifth hand, the energy that's going into the soft tissue of your muscle there, it spirals in. And what you do is, now one thing you have to do is clear your mind, which is harder than it sounds. One thing you can do to clear your mind is, maybe I found that, concentrate on my breathing, because you don't want your mind to be busy with other things. But, and then you just hold out your hand and wait till it will start to take the follow the energy as it, the spiral as it went into your whatever, wherever you hurt yourself. And and then you just move it the opposite way. however it's going, you move it the opposite way. And I know it sounds kind of woo-woo, but I've used this on burns. I've used it on stings. I've used it on where I bruise.
Does this just help it heal, Sherry, or does it relieve pain?
Well, you're actually extracting. Now, you'll still probably have to, do some treatment maybe, but it takes some of that energy out. And I know it sounds, and I wouldn't be surprised if people have, somebody's got a YouTube up on this or something.
They might. Well, the reason I say it's not woo-woo stuff is when I was in the hospital last week, one of the doctors, I had three, and one of them was telling me that your mental abilities have more of a curing effect than a lot of the medicine. And, he flat out told me, if you're depressed, you're not going to heal quickly. So they adjusted my medicine accordingly. But I think the man was right, and we're talking about an MD talking about exactly the same thing you are. So, no, I don't think it's woo-woo stuff at all.
This doctor that was teaching the class, when I took one of the classes later, she had, she should have known better than this, but she had bought a bike. And she was riding her motorcycle in shorts, which she should know better, but she actually burned her legs on the muffler.
And, you can do it.
She and some of the other people in the household, they were despiraling, the injury, and she never blistered, she said.
Wow.
And I've used it on, but if you don't think you can do this, you're not going to be able to do it. But I taught it to a friend of mine, and she hit. You can even get out old spirals sometimes. And
that's incredible.
She had ridden horses a lot when she was younger, and it had affected her back. And she had back problems since then, and she said it actually, her husband despiraled her, and he said that it actually helped with that. So, but I would look on the net and see if, but I have saved myself a lot of pain just learning
lesson.
That wasn't the main idea of the whole course, but man, that was worth the course for as much as I've used it. But that's something people might look up, see if somebody's got a deal on YouTube or Vimeo or something.
Well, I just wish I had enough mental energy to grow my leg back, but I don't think I'm that smart.
They claim that some people can.
Yeah, I've read that. Probably
Tim,
one in a million or greater.
Is your, snail mail address on your website? I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it.
Well, go to ruralsurvival.show and click on contact. And there's a little web form there. It comes out in a certain format. We get so many emails. If people use that form, it makes it so much easier for us. There's plenty of area to comment, to write what you want to write. And it's really simple to use. And I was testing it last night. Works perfectly.
But is your snail... See, I'm not on the net.
Oh, okay. Well, tim.ann.laurie@ruralsurvival.show. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Sherry, thank you for your call. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks.
1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Sherry, I don't think that Tim caught it when you said you didn't have internet, hun. So you can either call back and speak to Sam, our engineer, and give him your address, and he'll make sure that we get it, okay? But guys, right now we do have another caller on the line, also from Kansas, sure. Is Joel on line 11.
Yes, please go ahead.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, hello, Tim, Laurie, and Rick. Rick, in the same vein, I'd like to have your comments, Rick, in the same vein on prepping for when it hits the fan, which I'm afraid the globalists are most likely going to assure that that happens. You've talked before about colloidal ionic silver.
Well, I did, yes.
And I'd just like to have you talk about that a little bit. It's always recommended that you use silver bars because, of course, they're 3/9 fine. But what about, and they say don't use coins, but what about the Canadian stuff? The Canadian items, even the coins that are 4/9 fine, that's much more pure. Would that be a good idea?
Of course. The reason they say you can't use pre-64 coins is because they've got other metals in there, and you'll wind up colloiding those, and that is not a good thing.
You don't want to do that.
So I was just doing some research this morning regarding the mitigation of candida using colloidal silver. But to backtrack very quickly, all that happens is you get a jar of distilled water, you suspend two pure silver coins, bars, whatever, about 3/4 of an inch apart, but you just don't want them to touch. You're going to run an electrical current, a DC electrical current. One positive lead goes on one coin, the negative lead goes on the other coin. And I will tell you this, It will take you about 10,000 years to get that moving unless you put a few flakes, and it only takes a few flakes of sea salt in that water.
Right.
And you will see an immediate reaction. I got myself a real decent candida problem going during the holidays here with the increased sugar, because I got type O blood, and type O people and type B people grow candida like the stuff like you could sell it.
I'm an RN.
You're correct.
There I'm an RN. That's very true.
I
have the equipment borrowed from a friend, and he's not too good at giving advice now. It was my understanding that I don't think he ever used. But now, if you use sea salt, you're going to have some other elements in there.
So small. The amount, now Rick is literally talking flakes, not a pinch, but two or three flakes.
Yeah, that's
all you need.
Required.
Mm-hmm. And,
Joel, if that makes you uncomfortable, I have also tried an experiment where I actually took some purchased colloidal silver and added it to the distilled water, because we had some silver in the water, and there was... the problem with distilled water is it just isn't going to conduct. It just is so difficult to get the conductivity going between the two coins with absolutely nothing in there to conduct electricity.
Right.
So,
pure water is not a conductor.
Well, you
know, no, of course not. Of course not. No. But the problem of it is also, the guy told me, you've got to be careful about buying distilled water, because I have a parts per million tester as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
he said
that. You've got to be careful, because a lot of distilled water is not really distilled water.
Well, I would believe that, yes.
At least it's not pure, because if you use this parts per million tester that you test to get how many ppms of silver you have in the water, it also will indicate other items in the water as well. If that's very high... If you better test your distilled water before you use it, because if that's very high, something's wrong with it.
Well,
of course, you always make your own distilled water.
Well,
yes.
I don't have
the equipment to do that.
Yeah, that is an arduous process. It's almost a still. But I would say my distilled water comes up testing zero on a TDS meter, on a totally dissolved solids meter. I'm getting zeros, I'm okay with that. Now, I will tell you this. After adding, and this may freak a few people out, after adding just a few flakes of sea salt, that will take my parts per million to 25. So I have to start my math I have to start my math there. So I'll run that up to in the 40s. You know, it'll take a good hour or even longer, depending on how much current you're using. 3 9-volt batteries hooked in series will get you 27 volts, and that's going to take a good hour and a half. Now, you're going to kill those batteries. There's not going to be anything left. By the time you get a half a gallon of colloidal silver, those batteries are going to be done. So it's almost better to get yourself a DC source off of the Internet. I think I'm paying $25-$30 for a good one.
This equipment actually converts AC to DC, so that you know, as long as we don't get EMP'd, why that will work,
Actually, I've done it just for the sake of this show. I got some of those cheap solar panels up at Harbor Freight and hooked two of them together in a series, and was coming up with 24 volts, and I was able to make a half a gallon of colloidal silver using the solar panels in about an hour, and that thing was really flying. I guess the amps must have been up, but it was really moving.
Yeah, it had to be.
I was making silver like faster than I can with my transformer. But at that point, you know, if you've got patience, if you buy a little colloidal silver off the shelf, and then once again, you got to trust that. add that to the water. It will take longer, but you know, at that point, if you're irritated with the thought of colloiding salt, and I haven't heard of anybody reporting any negative health issues with the colloiding of sea salt. I don't believe I'd use NaCl, but a little sea salt doesn't seem to do anything. Yeah, now what I've done was I noticed that my pants started ill-fitting, and at first I thought, dang, I'm picking up a lot of weight, and then I started noticing that my joints were hurting and I was having cloudy thinking, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, the candida's back. I got a yeast deal going on in my gut. So two or three days ago, I started drinking about 3 or 4 ounces of silver in the morning. Man, it's going away fast. Suddenly, my pants are loose again, and I am I'm pretty happy with the whole nine yards. Now, this is colloidal silver that I've made myself. I tested it before I started. It's 41. It's 41, but you got to subtract 25. So you know, so it's about in the commercial range.
You got about 16.
Yeah, and I think I'm making it. I think I figured it's costing me around $1.05 a gallon, which is because that's the cost of the water.
Silver seems to last forever.
Yeah, about
it does, yes.
You use
almost none of it. Yeah, I mean, years ago I watched him make it, and you could actually see the silver come off into the water. I mean, you could actually see that happen.
It looks like a little gray tornado in there.
One thing that he pointed out heavily was, of course, you get a lot of silver oxide on the your silver originators, so they need to be removed pretty often and cleaned with a clean cloth. But can you tell me, Rick, whether you are making colloidal silver or ionic? Because ionic is a lot smaller particle and is a lot more efficient.
That is a good question. That is a wonderful question, and I actually cannot tell you that. It's my impression that I'm making colloidal silver, but I heard that the guy, the Smurf man, the guy who turned himself blue, was drinking just gallons and gallons of it for years, and word on the street was he did it on purpose to be...
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What I understand also is that he was actually putting it on his skin as well, using it topically, doing that on purpose because he was trying to screw the whole system or tried to screw the whole process. Yeah.
I also understand that blood chlorides combine
with the silver, of course, because they have a different charge. And that they damage some of the silver in your bloodstream. So, is there anything that you do for that?
Oh no, I don't actually know. You've caught me off guard. I actually don't know much about that.
Somebody that used to be on your network has something that he has patented, and there is something else in it. And of course, you know, you're not going to find out what it is, but that protects it from the blood chlorides.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about that. You know, for those people that are wondering, you know, there are other colloids in the world. I believe milk is another thing that will never separate, no matter how long you look at it. But maybe that's incorrect. Maybe I've got that wrong.
It's claimed that they used to put before refrigeration, they would drop a bucket of milk into a well, of course, which would be about 60 degrees, and drop a silver coin in it before they did it. I know you don't want to use a pre-65 silver coin because it's got 10% copper and a few other elements in there, so you definitely don't want to do that.
The other thing I would mention is for you folks who want to think you're going to make colloidal silver in 10 seconds by using high voltage, that actually does produce large particles. And so if you can be patient and use the lower voltages, it's going to take longer, but you do get smaller particles. And for those companies that are producing large quantities of this stuff quickly, I can't prove this, but I believe their stunt is using higher voltages And I cannot suggest, I would suggest being a little patient, and, you know, it only takes about 1 to 2 hours to make a half a gallon. And honestly, you can't use it that fast, so what's the problem? What's the problem there, you know?
So you have,
all right,
you
guys,
have
I hate to break this up.
What?
Joe, we got another caller waiting, and we're running up, only got 5 minutes left, really, for callers. So if I can let you go, I appreciate it. And then we're going to go to Terry in Texas on line. Good morning, Terry.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to give a little information that I've been able to obtain as far as colloidal silver. There's a real good colloidal silver generator out there. It's called Silver Wings, I believe. You can go to the website, and if you want to get some real good information, just order his book on colloidal silver, and it's very extensive. In my opinion, as far as making colloidal silvers, it's easy with the generator. It's just a circuit box that measures the parts per million. With his generator, you can make 10 parts and 20 parts of colloidal or ionic, or you can do a mix of 50-50. The ionic is best for external application, you know, ears, eyes, nose, whereas the colloidal stands up to the acidity of the body, and it's better for, you know, internal use as far as colds, flus, and anything that might be in your bloodstream.
Right.
The difficult part of making colloidal silver is you have to have absolutely pure water. And with his system, so what I did, I obtained a distiller used on eBay, I believe. And what you have to do, you have to, you know, use glass containers, obviously. But as you make the distilled water, it's going to take, what you need to do is start to rinse the containers, because they're going to have particles in them as much as you wash them. And, you know, before you make your silver, you have to clean your silver rods that come with the generator. They're pretty thick. They're nice silver rods, and you have to use gloves and basically polish them with copper Brillo pads, but which come with the generator. But again, getting your water pure is the trick. The machine will make the silver no problem. And it's very pure, but it comes with a water tester. So what you do is you distill water, and the first little bits that come out, you use that to rinse your glass containers until you get down to the minimum or maximum you can use is 0.02 parts per million to make with pure water. And that's the trick, is getting your water in those containers to that level. So you have to rinse, dump out that, and then get another pure batch, you know, and rinse it down to where your containers that you're going to use in the vask is pure enough. So that's the real trick. But again, go to Silver Wings. I believe it's Silver Wings website, and you can, if you're can get all the answers you want from his book, and then you can just, you know, decide if you want to get that generator. It's great. I've worked in an emergency room for 20 years, and I don't get flu shots, and I don't get sick. So it's a testimony.
I don't get the flu shots.
Yeah, and another thing as far as sugar and diabetes, just to give you a little history on me, I know you're tight for time, but I was well overweight, had basically reflux, I had hemorrhoids, I had all kinds of problems. So I went on this not knowing what the results would be on this high-fat diet. And the results were absolutely dramatic. I mean, I can give you a couple of YouTube videos. One of them is Eat More Fat, Amazing Results. Basically a bunch of nutritional doctors telling you how this works. The next one is a research study. It's called A Life-Saving Diet, the Ketogenic Diet. It's a research team under the AMA. Tests they did they stated if we hadn't seen the results and done the tests ourselves, we wouldn't have believed it was so dramatic. They actually not only reversed diabetes, but actually repaired the damaged kidneys with this. They go into detail. And then there's another one that's called ketosis, healthy or deadly, question mark. So I mentioned
this. What was that first word? I'm writing this stuff down.
Ketosis, K-E-T-O-S-I-S, dash healthy or deadly. And it's just an explanation from a medical doctor on how this works. But I can tell you, when I went on this cold turkey, I didn't know what the results, and I went to the bathroom to urinate and basically stood there for 5 minutes while I dumped about 2 liters of fluid. And this went on about every 3 hours for 2 straight days. You will actually dehydrate yourself. That oils and the fats, the nutritional fats, not processed fats, will
right.
purge your system of this toxic water like you've taken a super Lasix or a super water pill. And it is so fast that you'll dump like 10, 15 pounds of water, and you get what they call the keto flu, which is basically dehydration. So had I known, I would have gotten me maybe some potassium and magnesium supplements to offset that. But what I ended up doing is just making a good, get you some good pure water and squeeze a organic lime in there and put a little stevia. And, man, that stuff rehydrates you. It basically gets you.
It tastes good.
Yes, tastes great. I mean, I have a hard time drinking water, but I can literally go through. I have about 5 shaker cups, and I keep that stuff. And I will just go through that nonstop, and it just
well,
the taste
Jerry,
is great.
I hate to cut you off, but we're up against a hard break. We appreciate the call. We're going to wrap it up when we come back, folks. No time for any more callers.
Okay, thank
See
you, sir.
You
nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting.
Back. This is the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. I'd like to thank, first of all of our callers today for their input and their questions. And thank
yeah,
you
nice job out there, guys.
And thank you
yeah,
too, Tim and Rick, for all your info today. Let's just get this over with. Rick, any last thoughts
yeah.
before the end of the year?
Just a couple. I would say Joel already knows this. The colloidal silver has the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. So for all those people that they're trying to cure themselves from AIDS, what always happens, and then also, what's that other, Ebola, hides in your brain. You can take the cocktails. That nonsense waits in your brain because the meds don't cross that barrier. And after you're supposedly cured, it creeps back out. So colloidal silver has the ability to actually cross the blood-brain barrier and kill viruses that are in your brain. So, yeah, there's that. And next week, you know, winter's horrible, I know, but believe it or not, it's followed by spring. And I would love to talk about Cornish cross meat chickens and also greenhouses, how a greenhouse moves your zone 500 miles south. So we'll talk about that kind of thing next week.
You know, Rick, we can also bring some of that up on Wednesday. We can record a YouTube chat and talk about that a little bit. Or not a Skype.
Yeah, you'll have to explain to me how that'll be done, but that might be fine.
I'll explain it. It's easy.
Sure. All right. So, Tim, any last thoughts?
Yeah. One, we got 2019 coming up. It's going to be an interesting year. That I guarantee. I'm not going to make any predictions. I got out of that business 10 years ago, even though most of them were right. But I guarantee, the one thing I can guarantee is things are going to get interesting, especially in Europe. I'm afraid some of it's going to spill over here. But, guys, maintain.
Yeah, I think we lost him again.
It's a grid down. They already got him. Okay. Maintain your OPSEC, pay attention to what you're doing, and make sure your preps are up to snuff. Because if they're not, it's just going to be on you and your family. So, you know, try to take there's another thing we're going to talk about soon, which is making a final list. I'm working on mine now, and I will explain to you how a final checklist is made and things that I would do if I even had 1 hour's warning. So we will talk about a list and what's called the list of lists. Also, we'll talk about that next week as well.
Okay. I think Tim is still muted. I don't know what's going on with him today.
I've fallen and I just can't get up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you again to all of our listeners, and we appreciate it. Thank you for a wonderful year. Thank you to our sponsor, Extendivite. And remember those less fortunate than you. Remember our servicemen and women. And keep them in your prayers. I know we will, since our son is being deployed today. God bless, and we'll see you in the new year.
See you around.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Alpha.